Dr. Milton and his niece had been dining with me and were on the point of leaving. Harvey gave me to understand that he was staying the night here at the Little General. Unfortunately, I persuaded the poor devil to change his mind and stay the night with me. We came down here to get his luggage.
What time would that be?
Oh, about 11:15, I should say. Certainly no later.
Go on.
Well, I waited outside for him in my car. After about 5 minutes or so, Mr. Daly came running out. He was very excited and obviously upset. He told me that Harvey had shot himself.
Now let's hear your side of the story, Daly.
Mr. Daly, if you don't mind.
Very well, let's hear your side of the story, Mr. Daly.
Well, I was stood behind the bar doing a crossword puzzle when this fellow comes in and says he's changed his mind about staying here the night. He pops upstairs and brings down his suitcase. Then he asked me if I could change a quid. I says yes, and goes into the back parlour to get the money. When I gets back, I sees him just like he is now. Quit. Wasn't half a nasty shock, I can tell you.
Had you seen him before?
Of course I had. I was here when he first arrived.
What time would that be?
Oh, I don't know, about 5, perhaps.
Was there anyone else in here tonight when he returned for his luggage?
Oh, yes, dozens of people. About 15 platinum blondes and a couple of film stars. We had a gala night, Sergeant. You must join in the fun sometime.
Don't try and be funny and answer the question.
Anyone here at 11:15? Cool. That perishing place is dead after our pass, eh?
Is there anyone staying here at the moment?
Yes, Sergeant. This lady. Miss Parchment.
Oh. Oh, yes. Well, ma'am, can you throw any light on this matter?
I'm afraid not, Sergeant. I was in my room reading when Mr. Daly arrived with the news that this gentleman had shot himself and that a Mr. Temple wished to see me. Naturally, I was dreadfully upset about the matter, and
you didn't look very upset to me.
I have learnt to control my emotions.
Miss Parchment, how long have you been staying here?
I arrived yesterday afternoon, Sergeant. I'm on a walking tour of the Vale of Evesham. I'm interested in old English inns, very old English inns.
Yes. Yes. Just so. Could I have your full name and permanent address?
Certainly. Amelia Victoria Parchment.
Amelia Victoria Parchment.
47B Brook Street, London.
47B Brook Street, London.
West Central 1.
WC 1. Thank you. Now, Mr. Daly, could anyone have come in here whilst you were in the back parlour?
Yes, they could have come from either upstairs or from the street.
What about from the back? There's an open courtyard, isn't there?
Yes, but there's no way of getting into the inn except through the back parlour, and I was in there all the time.
Well, Rogers?
There's nothing in the courtyard, Sergeant, except a lot of blessed pigeons.
Mr. Temple, I wonder if you'd mind running me back to the station. I feel that I ought to have a word with Inspector Merritt about this.
Certainly.
Awfully sorry to keep you hanging about, Doctor.
That's all right, Sergeant. That's all right.
The police dog's down with flu, and Mr. Temple suggested that
only too glad to be of service, Sergeant. Think nothing of it.
Thank you, sir. You can go to your room, Miss Parchment. I doubt whether the inspector will want to see you tonight.
Oh. Thank you. Good night, Sergeant. Good night.
Good night, ma'am.
I say, what the hell's going to happen to this fella? We can't just leave him here all the time.
I'll attend to that, Daly. Hodges, I think you'd better wait at the front. And don't let anyone enter.
Very good, Sergeant.
We'll be as quick as we can, Doctor.
That's all right.
They've gone.
Yes.
I don't like it. I don't like
it. Don't be a damn fool. Everything's turned out perfectly.
You had any more information about the Leamington job?
Yes. It came through this morning.
Well?
We meet on Tuesday.
Tuesday? Phew. Here or at your place?
Here.
In a locked room at the police station here tonight, Chief Inspector Dale discussed with Mr. Paul Temple, the celebrated novelist, the incidents leading up to the tragic suicide of Inspector Harvey of Scotland Yard. It is believed that shortly before his death, Chief Inspector Harvey discussed with Mr. Temple the mysterious...
Righto, Price.
Shall I read you what the Daily Page says, sir?
No. I think we'll leave that to the imagination. Did anyone call yesterday while I was at the station with Inspector Dale?
Several reporters, sir. Oh, and a rather elderly lady by the name of Miss Parchment.
Miss Parchment? Now, what the devil does she want?
The lady didn't leave a message, sir.
Hmm.
I'm rather afraid several of the reporters will be returning this morning, sir. They seem quite determined to have a word with you.
I don't want to see any of them. Timothy, I must get down to that cereal price. I promised to let Malpas have the first installment by the end of May.
There was one reporter who seemed very insistent, sir. She simply wouldn't take no for an answer.
Wouldn't she, Price?
A very pretty girl, too, sir, if I may say so.
By all means, say so, Price. A very pretty girl who wouldn't take no for an answer. Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting.
Now, what was the young lady's name? I made particular note of it because I thought it sounded rather silly for... Ah, Steve. Steve Trent.
Steve Trent. Well, if Miss Steve Trent calls round again, I'm out, Price. I haven't the slightest wish to...
It's the door, sir. Excuse me.
It'll be Inspector Dale. You better show him in here.
Very good, sir.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Temple's out.
Price, who is it?
It's the young lady, sir.
Which young lady?
The reporter, sir.
Oh, I see.
May I come in?
Yes, I think perhaps you'd better. All right, Price, you can go.
Thank you, sir.
He's very determined, isn't he?